website, business.com, even before the tracking stock was issued. In September 1999, Patrick Naughton, formerly an executive vice president at InfoSeek and now one of Weinbaum's top deputies, was arrested for possessing child pornography and soliciting sex with a 13-year-old girl over the internet. For a family-oriented company like Disney, it was a public relations disaster, and Naughton was fired. He was later convicted and sentenced to home detention, probation, and a fine, but no jail time, in return for helping the Federal Bureau of Investigation create computer programs to detect sexual predators. Eisner's answer to the mounting problems had been to recruit Bornstein to replace Weinbaum. Bornstein refused. He said he didn't feel he really understood the internet, notwithstanding the success of ESPN Online. He didn't want to move to California. Eisner tried a second time. He reminded Bornstein of his conviction that a talented manager could run anything, and insisted, "We are going to be the number one portal." "How?" Bornstein asked. "We're Disney," Eisner replied. "We're storytellers. Anyone can get email to work and do the technical stuff, but we can make it a better experience than AOL or Yahoo." Bornstein wasn't swayed. He thought this was the Eisner of the ESPN stores, blindly optimistic in the face of common sense. Bornstein had already established a reputation building ESPN, and now he had a chance to turn around ABC. Why venture into a business he didn't have any feel for? But then Tom Murphy called him. Like many Cap City's employees still at ABC, Bornstein revered Murphy. "When the chairman of the company calls and asks you to do something, you've got to do it," Murphy said. But Bornstein had one other reservation: Bob Iger. Rumors persisted that Eisner was going to name Iger as president. Bornstein did not want to report to Iger. "ABC is still a problem," Bornstein said. "It's your most important asset. If you promote Bob and move me to the Internet Group, who's going to manage ABC?" Eisner scoffed at the idea of promoting Iger to president. "That's impossible," he said. "I'd end up with another Ovitz problem. There's not room at the top of this company for two people. We'd be stepping on each other's toes." Bornstein said he wanted Eisner's word that he would not name Iger president, and Eisner gave it. Finally, Bornstein agreed to take the Internet position. When he took up his new post, he was stunned to discover the extent of the problems. Organizationally, it was a mess, with 2,000 employees in 9 countries. The various Disney sites, separated from the operating divisions that created them and merged into Go.com, had no common purpose and no one championing them. Technological issues were far more complicated than Bornstein had imagined. He was at a loss to see how Disney's motley collection of assets could be forged into a profitable business operation. His first recommendation to Eisner was to admit defeat and shut down the portal, focusing instead on 4 areas where Disney could make money by operating its own sites: the Disney brand, ESPN Sports, Disney Travel, and ABC News. Bornstein, blunt and direct, didn't yet know Eisner well enough to know that his suggestion was heresy. Disney didn't admit defeat. Eisner derided Bornstein's pessimism, arguing that, "You're running a railroad while planes are flying overhead," a refrain Eisner taunted him with.